Residents of Toledo, Ohio, are able to drink their tap water again. Over the weekend, authorities banned 400,000 people in the city and surrounding areas from using it. They were told not to drink it, bathe in it, or cook with the water. The ban came after authorities found high levels of a toxin linked to algae blooms in Lake Erie. Ohio's governor declared a state of emergency in three counties, and residents scrambled to find bottled water. But after intensive chemical treatment, Toledo's mayor, D. Michael Collins, stood in front of news cameras this morning and downed a glass of the local H2O.
I'm pretty thirsty right now.
That's right.
It's been a long
drink
night.
Water.
All right.
Here's to you, Toledo.
That's right.
You
all
did
right.
A great job.
Nick Estelle of member station WCPN was in Toledo today speaking to relieved but wary residents.
Around the stadium where Toledo's minor league baseball team, the Mudhens, play, restaurants were reopening after being closed this weekend because of the water ban. One restaurant, Ye Olde Dirty Bird, is now serving tap water. General Manager Julie Ketterman says she did what the city recommended, replacing filters in the ice machine and letting the water run out.
We did flush everything out. Everything is back to normal. We've made all phone calls and made sure that what was needed to be done, with the entire system here to make sure that it is safe for everybody.
Ketterman says she picked up a big tank of clean water during the Do Not Drink advisory, and she's going to keep it.
We want to be better prepared for the future should this occur again.
Out on the restaurant's patio, customer Jamalat Abu Hajar is sitting down at a table. She's ordered a Sprite.
Because I still don't know if I want to actually drink the water or not.
She says she's looking forward to taking a shower. Abu Hajar says she recalls when Toledo residents used to pride themselves on their clean water drawn from Lake Erie. But now she says Ohioans need to do more to clean up the lake. She refers to a statewide campaign to address the problem.
Our Clean Lake Initiative just has to take a step forward, an actual progressive step forward, not just people saying that they're going to do something and wear t-shirts and somebody actually going out trying to fix this problem.
Inside the restaurant, Martel Nelson is just here about a job application. Still, he says he's been worrying for years about the algae blooms.
I haven't fished in a long time because due to how the water looks so green, I knew something was very wrong even a couple years ago. I walk by the water, I go fishing. I said, I wouldn't even want to fish here anymore.
For now, Toledo residents are flushing out their pipes to make sure the drinking water is safe. And state officials say they'll be working to prevent the algae blooms from contaminating the water in the future. For NPR News, I'm Nick Castell in Toledo, Ohio.